This Do Lectures episode features creative director at Network BBDO and the Jupiter Drawing Room, Tim Berkeling. Recorded live at the Global Event in Cardigan, West Wales in 2017.
I'm such a good stand-up and talk person, so I've got my whole speech written out. I'm going to go through the talking as quickly as I can because I've got lots of stuff to show you and I'd rather spend the time in that. So, hey everybody, my name's Tim. I'm from Johannesburg in South Africa and I work as a creative director at an ad agency called Network BBDO. I've been fortunate enough to work on some amazing brands like Mercedes-Benz, Unilever and Diageo at some of the world's top agencies over the last 17 years. When I was asked to talk here, my first thought was, I can't talk about what I've done. I haven't done anything. And that's totally true. I haven't done anything. The only things I've ever accomplished have been dreamt up, worked on, put together, and made real in cahoots with other people. And it's these relationships that are the source of my creativity. This is also a very effective way to blame it on someone else when we get into trouble or it doesn't go so well. So it works. So what I'm going to do is talk about the we instead of the I or the me. I very cleverly did that. It's my first keynote presentation I've ever put together on my own because I normally have an art director that helps me, so I'm learning. So I want to talk about these amazing people that have unlocked, encouraged, and materialized this creativity that's impossible and pointless for a single person to claim as their own. I believe that the true source of creativity is play, experiencing joy, and putting yourself into the work that you do, and it's not some kind of innate talent or ability that you have. I'd like to talk about three significant people that have taught me these things. So the first is Cordell. My first collaborator was my best friend, Cordell. We met when we were 18 months old. Our parents attended the same church and thought it was a good idea to put us together and see what happened. At first, most of our communication was based solely on rudimentary grunts and clicks, like tiny little cavemen, then progressing to mild violence towards each other with various easily reachable household items. We obviously found some sort of value in it because we stuck it out until we could use basic words and sentences. We came up with stories about everything, spending every spare moment together. We rode our skateboards and formed a gang of which we were the only two members. Most importantly, we taught each other how to play, a skill that's central to everything that I do today. And without him, I may never have developed in the same curious, devious, and unstructured way. Our accomplishments together were not fully formed projects or pieces of work that I can show you right here. It was so much more than that for us. We taught each other how to think, to communicate, and to build on each other's ideas. This is something I don't think I've ever thanked him for, probably because it seemed so much a part of normal life that neither of us really thought about it that way. But they're these crucial moments in your life, and it's good to recognize them. So the second collaborator was... I guess I call all these people my best friend. It's weird. I don't even really understand the word best friend. I call a few people that. But Sean and I met in college. He was studying art direction. I was studying copywriting. I did it by mistake. The college that was next door to the college that I was at, I spent all my time there because my friends were there. And I ended up going, fuck, maybe I can do this. Maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing, writing. So we ended up in the same group for our final year project. Our group was a bit of a raggedy collection of underachievers. One guy named Roger came in late the first day of working, and when we asked him where he'd been, he said, "Monday is to relax." He arrived late the following morning too, and when we asked him where he'd been, he said, "Tuesday is to relax." And this carried on for the next month, so Sean and I realized it was going to be down to us if we wanted this thing to happen. We were also given a rather bland supermarket chain to create the campaign for, which was something of a handicap in comparison to the other groups who got Nike and PlayStation. So regardless, we took charge, worked together, and even got Roger going eventually. We presented our campaign and got the top mark in the college for our final year project. So we thought, maybe we can do this. So we went on to work at numerous agencies together for the next 15 years, and we created loads of cool work. Each of the pieces I want to show you has an entire team behind them. So sometimes it's made up of hundreds of people, sometimes just a few, but all just as important a part of what we ended up making. This first thing I want to show you is we made this as a gift to an agency that we started working at. And it was really just to land the idea that we believed in ourselves, even maybe if our ability didn't match up to our sense of self-belief. But it was a little film. Oh, didn't I show you that? Okay, that's us doing crazy things. So yeah, enjoy. So I'm gonna move quickly through these. The piece I'm about to show you is a parody of a real life story that appeared in the media about a South African woman who claimed she was being visited at home by the Virgin Mary. There were strange rosy aromas, unexplained apparitions, and various other phenomena which she had been inviting people in her community to come and see. From news reports and interviews we saw, there was a fair amount of skepticism from the people around her. We convinced a very brave client to play into all of this, to sell potato chips, of all things. We wrote many of the jokes together with the client, and they very much became part of the creative team as we developed the work.
We're at the home of Annika van Wyk, who believes that she sees visions in her trays of McCain Real oven-baked chips.
As I opened the oven door, this warmth rushed over me. And there in the chips, I saw it. A vision. Wait, there's a swimming pool. There's a swimming pool. I can see the future. Like I could see what was going to be on Isidingo that night.
It was amazing. She pulled out the chips and even though I couldn't see her vision, there was this wonderful smell that came over me.
What do you see there? I see you have a picture
Patrick
of...
Patrick Swayze.
Annika, why do you think that all these people are flocking to your house?
To see the visions.
You don't think it could have something to do with the fact that you're giving away free chips?
Just try. Can you see it now?
Maybe a forest with lots of trees.
No, there's not a forest in this one. It's a seagull. People have come from all over to see me. But I say no. Mm-mm. It's not me that is special. It's the chips that are special. I'm just a tool, a complete tool. These are the chips with goodness in.
Cool, so advertising also, and this is all work of Sean and mine, advertising is not just about selling stuff all the time, it's also about ideas and working with brands to use creativity to solve problems, environmental problems, social problems, all kinds of things. Some of these ideas have the power to create positive change in the world, and that's what we did for a very small client, not a lot of money, but we did this for them.
WESA, as an organization, stands for Sustainable Ways of Living, creating balance and encouraging harmony between people and the world around them. When we were briefed to create the annual report for 2013, we knew that this document had to be something special. It would be ironic if the document showcasing everything WESA has accomplished during the past year was to inject further waste into the system they fight so hard to protect. Firstly, the material used in its construction would have to come from a sustainable source. We chose top quality recycled card and paper supplied by paper merchants, Papersmith and Sons. But even with recycled materials, how could we give the document long-term value? How could we ensure that unlike other annual reports, once read, it wouldn't end up in a landfill? Maybe, we thought, it could be more than a book. Perhaps it could become a demonstration of our organization, giving the reader the opportunity to experience our values rather than us just talking about them. That was our lightbulb moment. The solution, it seems, came from one of humankind's other clients, Console Glass. Using the same technology found in their highly successful retail product, the Solar Jar, and a bit of old-fashioned ingenuity, our creative team collaborated with a paper engineer and the WESA Solar Lamp annual report was born. The report folds into a sleek, rechargeable solar lamp that can give up to 6 hours of continuous light. It can be folded back into the report at any point for easy reference to the content, extending its life as an object with built-in functionality and value. We believe it encompasses all that WESA stand for as an organization, evidenced by their widely used quote that appears in the report itself. Tell people and they may forget. Show them, they may remember. Involve them and they will understand. Thanks.
Cool, so, and I'll skip, I've got 8 seconds. No, I don't, I'm over by 10. But I've got one little section more to show you. So, Dan, about 18 months ago in a chance meeting in Cape Town over a Bloody Mary, I met another special collaborator. He's the reason I've had the chance to speak here today. Dan Mace is a young filmmaker who, through his honest, personal, and soulful films on his YouTube channel, has quickly become one of the most exciting filmmakers in South Africa. But until recently, he had never shot a TV commercial. The day we met, he showed me a few of his films, and I knew that we needed to work together, but only when the right project came along. It took 6 months and a bunch of boardroom dancing to make it happen, but eventually we got it together and created this piece, which is appropriately about the power of us. It tells the story of a Kenyan sound engineer with an idea to unify Kenya's 42 tribes through music by sampling sounds from every one of them and creating a soundtrack. In addition to the TV spot that I'll show you now, there's a short film, the song, and a full-length music video that materialized from the project. Cool. So these special people are but a few of an endless list of those whose collaborative energy have shaped my path through life so far. Without them, my time here would not have been nearly as rich, fun, and rewarding as it has been. If there is one thing I'd like to impress upon you today, it's that creativity is not a solo mission, and where the credit goes really isn't the point. Surround yourself always with people you'd hang out with anyway, whether you choose to be an artist, an engineer, or the weatherman. Make sure you're being paid to play, and that's the real reward. Thanks.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or, if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out. For our weekly curation of wonder and optimism, sign up to our newsletter by visiting thedolectures.com/newsletter.